Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Erev and Daf Tzadi Beis. We left off on Daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis at the last few words of the page. Amar Le Ravina Le Rav Ashi. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored in memory of Mrs. Susan Rappaport of blessed memory, Sarah Bas Yitzchak Alei HaShalom, whose yard site is today, the Neshama Shavan Aliyah. It's also sponsored by Dr. Joseph Helft in memory of Avram Asher Yishayahu Ben Yosef Dov Alei HaShalom on his first yard site, Neshama Shavan Aliyah. Also want to wish a happy birthday to our DAF participant, Liora Moskowitz, and she should continue to be Matzliach in all that she does. So we are holding, again, the last few words of the page on DAF Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis, Arle Ravina Le Ravashi. First, we're going to finish off a discussion about Rabbi Yochanan's Shita regarding carrying from one Chatzar to another Chatzar. Then, on Amud Aleph, before the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to talk about carrying to a Churva that's in between two Chatzeros. If, let's say, one of the Chatzeros has an Eruv and the other one doesn't, what are the limitations in terms of carrying to the Churva that's in between them? Then the Mishnah is going to discuss a case of a large roof and a small roof that border each other, or a large chatzar and a small chatzar that border each other, and the Gemara is going to discuss why it is that we need to talk about both of those cases. They seem to be the same exact thing, just one is elevated when it's a roof, and one is on the ground floor when it's a chatzar. Then the Gemara on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to formulate a rule about the relationship between a large and a small chatzar, and it's going to give five examples of that rule from other areas of halacha, meaning it's going to talk about how a large chatzar has some rights in the small chatzar, but not vice versa, and somehow that's going to affect the halachos of Kilei HaKerem, and the halachos of Gittin, and the halachos of Tefillah, and things of the like. So we're going to give five examples of areas of halacha where that has an impact. And then at the end of the daf, the last discussion of the daf that goes over into tomorrow's daf, is Abaye is going to question whether there's any possibility that creating a wall will give you more of a problem, that adding a wall will make more of an isser. Normally, one thing we know in Erev to this point, when you add walls, it makes life better. It makes everything more of a Rosh Hashanah. It makes it easier to allow carrying. But creating a wall is going to be more problematic in Hilchas Erev, and we're going to have four places where that does seem to be the case. The first two are in today's daf. We'll see if we get to both of them. The first two are in today's daf, and the Gemara is going to explain why adding a wall in those cases seems to create more of a problem rather than solving a problem. So let's begin. I believe we got up to Amar Ravina Le Rav Ashi. So we're asking a stira in the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. So Amar Ravina Le Rav Ashi, Miyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, could Rabbi Yochanan really say this? Say what? So we had back on Sadi Aleph Amar Aleph that Rabbi Yochanan says that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, that chatzeros are considered a single rishos, that you're allowed to carry from one chatzer to another chatzer, but not just that, even if each chatzer made their own Eruv. Even if the residents of each chatzer made their own Eruv, you can carry not from the bottom in one chatzer to another chatzer, but from the chatzeros themselves, from one chatzer to another chatzer. Does Rabbi Yochanan really paskin that you can carry from one chatzer to another chatzer even when they made their own Eruv? V'am Rabbi Yochanan alacha k'stam mishnah, but doesn't Rabbi Yochanan tell us in general that we paskin like a stam mishnah? Rashi Maseches Beitza Daf Beis explains that it's not just stam a rule that you paskin like a stam mishnah. There's logic to it. It's because when Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was being Masada the Mishnayos, if he made a stam mishnah, it's because he was trying to indicate to us that we should paskin that way. Meaning, why else would he not have recorded the machlokas? No, he wants, as we're learning the Mishnayos, that we should assume that that's the accepted position. So Rabbi Yochanan took that cue and said, yes, we paskin like a stam mishnah utnan, and we have a stam mishnah that tells us on daf ayin vav amud beis that kosel shebein shtei chatzeros, if you have a wall between two chatzeros, gavoa asar v'rochav arba'a, that's 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide, ma'arvin shnayim, the two chatzeros can make two separate eruvin because they're separated by this wall, ve'ein ma'arvin echad, they cannot join in an eruv unless there's a pesach between them. If they're separated by a wall, they can't join in a single eruv, and therefore hayu barosho peros, if there were peros on top of that wall, elu olin mikan v'yochlim v'elu olin mikan v'yochlim, residents of each chatzer can go to the top of that wall and eat there on the top of that wall. They can eat those peros, but they may not bring those peros back down into their respective chatzer.
chatzero. So you see from the Mishnah that you clearly are not allowed to carry from one chatzer to the other. That's why you can't take the peros from the top of the wall into your chatzer down below. So since that Mishnah is a stam Mishnah, it must be that Rabbi Yochanan paskins like that Mishnah. So now we have a stira in Rabbi Yochanan, that on the one hand, Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rabbi Shimon, that all chatzeros are one rishos and you're allowed to carry from one chatzer to the other. On the other hand, he paskins like a stam Mishnah, that you're not allowed to be metaltel from one chatzer to the other, and that's why you're not allowed to take the peros off of the top of the wall. Now, had Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Shimon only allows carrying from one chatzer to another chatzer when they don't make an Eruv, we'd have a simple answer. That the Mishnah is talking about, the Stam Mishnah was talking about where each chatzer made their own independent Eruv, and that's why they're not allowed to carry from one to the other. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan's rule that we pass on like Rabbi Shimon is only when they did not make an Eruv. But had they made an Eruv, it would have been problematic. But now that we're saying that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Rabbi Shimon is even matir to carry from one chatzer to the other chatzer when each chatzer made their own independent Eruv, now we have a stira. How is Rabbi Yochanan going to reconcile his paskin like Rabbi Shimon with his paskining like the Stam Mishnah? So says the Gemara, Ravashi responds to Ravina, my lamata, lamata labatim. When the Mishnah says, buvachli yuridu lamata, as long as they don't take the peros off of the top of that wall and bring them down, it doesn't mean bring them down into the chatzer, it means that to bring them back into their homes within the chatzer, because everyone would agree that you're not allowed to carry from a chatzer to a bias in another chatzer. That for sure you're not allowed to do. Rabbi Shimon only allows carrying from one chatzer to another chatzer. So lamata means lamata into the batim. So Ravina says, really? Is that what it means? Va'atani Rabbi Chia, but didn't Rabbi Chia, when he elaborated on this Mishnah through teaching Brisos, as we always elaborate on Mishnahs through Brisos, didn't Rabbi Chia teach, Ubavad Shalaye Ze Omeid B'Makomo V'Yochel V'Ze Omeid B'Makomo V'Yochel, that as long as each one doesn't stand in his place, meaning in the chatzer, and eat there in the chatzer, meaning they need to go to the top of the wall in order to eat the peros, but they cannot stand in the chatzer. So you see clearly the Mishnah is not allowing you to eat in the chatzer. It's not saying just don't bring it into your house, but you're fine in the chatzer. It's not even allowing you to eat it in the chatzer. So how can you say that the Mishnah is talking about not bringing it into your home? So Amalei v'chi Rebbe lo shna'a, Rebbe Chia minayin lo. So Ravashi responded, if Rebbe didn't teach that in the Mishnah, and he just wrote, Ubavad shelo yoridu lamata, Rabbi Chia, who was arranging the brises, who was a Talmud of Rebbe, how would he know to explain the Mishnah in that way, not to bring it into the Chatzar? It could be, essentially what he's saying is, it could be that Rabbi Chia is incorrect, that when Rabbi Chia explains the Mishnah in that way, he's taking a little too much license, a little too much poetic license, to interpret the Mishnah as saying that you're not even allowed to eat it in the Chatzar. When we look at the evidence, we look at what it says in the Mishnah, it doesn't say anything about the Chatzar. It says, lo yuridu lamata, and maybe lo yuridu lamata, in fact, means not to bring it into the batim. The Rashba makes the obvious point that isn't that how Shas works? Meaning Rabbi Chia teaches Brises. Brises always elaborate on Mishnayis, and we don't question that he didn't understand what Rabbi was talking about, that he didn't understand the Mishnah. So we find a lot of times that Brisa will explain things that aren't explicit in the Mishnah, and we never have that phrase. We never say v'chi Rebbe lo shana Rabbi Chia minayin lo. So says the Rashba, nevertheless, on a matter like this, Rebbe should have explained what the Mishnah meant, that you can't even be morid to the chatzar, not only not to the homes in the chatzar, but even to the chatzar. And since he didn't explain something that, meaning there are certain, apparently the judgment of the Gemara, of Ravashi at least, is that there are certain things that the Mishnayis don't have to say explicitly, and that we could rely on a little more Torah Shebaal Peh to figure out. But there are certain things that the Mishnayis really should have said explicitly because it's misleading. And this would have been misleading if it really meant that you're allowed to, that you're not even allowed to bring it down into the Chatzar. I have no idea how that judgment is made and why this would be considered more misleading than anything else. A lot of times we have Chitzur Mechzer, Avachi Ketani, and we add in like entire clauses that don't appear in Mishnayis, but that's how the Rashba understands. You have to say something. Also, there's an interesting discussion over here. The relationship between Rabbi Chia and Rebbe is an interesting one. In the Tshuvas Ma'ari Brona, he was asked about someone who had a Rebbe when he was very young, and then when he got older, he became the equal in Chachma to the Rebbe that he had when he was younger, or maybe greater in Chachma to the Rebbe that he had when he was younger. And that certainly happens all the time. You know, that's certainly every Rebbe's hopes and dreams, is that his Talmidim will outperform him and will become greater Talmidei Chacham than he is. So the question is, does he have to treat him like the kavod that a Talmud has for a Rebbe or not? So the Tshuvas Mari Brona, Simon Kuv Ches, he says he's not considered his Rebbe, but he still has to be Noe Kavod. And he brings a raya that he's not considered his Rebbe from the fact that it's Mashma and Nida that Rabbi Yossi was the Rebbe of Rebbe. Because it says, Heich Menichem Divrei Rav, Rabbi Yossi, Visham Divrei Talmud, which was Rebbe. So Tosas asks, what are you talking about? The Gemara in Sanhedrin Chav Dalet says that if Rabbi Yossi were alive, he'd be Kafuf V'Yoshev Lefnei Rebbe. He would be sitting there totally being Mevatel himself to Rebbe. So how could he do that if he was Rebbe's Rebbe? So Tosas answers, in the name of Rabbi Natam, that when he was that when Rebbe was very young, Rabbi Yossi was Gadol Mimenu. But then when Rebbe got older, he was Neschakem Yosser. He became even wiser and a greater Talmud Chacham than Rabbi Yossi himself. So you see that even though when he was young, Rabbi Yossi was his Rebbe, later on Rabbi Yossi would have been Kafuf and he would not have been considered his Rebbe anymore. And another raya he brings is Rabbi Chia, that in our sugya it says that that every brisa that Rabbi Chia taught has to be something that is at least alluded to in the Mishnah, at least Bederech Remez, because if in Rabbi Lo Shana, Rabbi Chia Minayin Lo. So you see that he was a Talmud, and all of Rabbi Chia's Torah, he was Mekabel from Rabbi. And nevertheless, Le'esik Nusa, when he was older, he says to Rabbi, the Gemara Nida records, he says to Rabbi, Af Ata Asisa Kesem. And Tosus points out, you don't refer to your Rabbi as Ata. When you say Ata, you say you, that's not considered a sign of respect. Tosus points out that Bezuknuso, he must have been a Talmud Chaver, and that's why he was able to say that he didn't say Belashon Kavod Af Ata Rabbi or Af Rabbi, like a Talmud would have to say to a Rabbi. He rather he spoke to him Ki'ilu, they were colleagues with each other. So that's what the Mari Brona brings a raya from our Gemara, that you see that this evolving relationship based on the advancement of the Talmud of Rabbi Chia. Okay, so says the Gemara. Now we have a machlokas amoraim, new topic, a churva between two chatzeros. Itmar shtei chatzeros v'churva achas beinehem. You have two chatzeros and there's a churva in between the two chatzeros. Achas irva v'achas lo irva. One of these chatzeros made an eruv and the other chatzer did not make an eruv among the batim in the chatzer. So machlokas amoraim, whether you're allowed to carry from these chatzeros to the churva. Amar Rav Huna, nosno salazu shelo irva, that those who live in the chatzer that do not have an eruv are allowed to take kalim that started Shabbos in their chatzer and bring them to the churva, because since they didn't make an eruv, there's no risk that any kalim that started Shabbos in their homes are going to make it into that churva, because they're not even allowed to bring from their homes into their chatzer. So those kalim that started Shabbos in the chatzer, they can bring into the churva. Aval she'ir v'lo, but to bring it into the chatzah that has the eruv, the members of the chatzah that have the eruv are not allowed to bring their kalim out into the churva, because since they have an eruv, they would end up bringing kalim from their own homes into the chatzah, and then dilma asilaf ukeimani debatim l'churva. You have to be concerned that they might even take kalim that started Shabbos in their homes out into the churva, and that's not going to be okay, because Rav Huna is a Talmud of Rav, and we paskins like Rav lahalacha, that if you have an eruv in a chatzer, you're not allowed to be metaltel to another chatzer, because you have to be choshesh that you will then come to carry even items that started off in your house into the neighboring chatzer. So that's Rav Huna. V'chia barav, Amar Chia barav says no. Af l'sheirva, he says, I heard in the name of Rav, in the name of his father, that even to the chatzer that made the eruv, meaning the two chatzeros have the same halacha. However, he didn't know when he said that they have the same halacha which direction that went. Meaning, af l'sheirva, that the shelo irva and the irva have the same halacha. But he wasn't sure whether that meant that they're both asur or that they're both mutter. So he says, I think ushtein asuros. I think that means that they're both going to be asur, meaning that neither the chatzar she'irva nor the chatzar shelo irva is going to be allowed to carry into the churva. Vim tomar, and you're going to tell me shtein mutaros minimai nosin the chatzar shelo irva the chatzar she'irva, and you want to tell me that Rav really held that they're both going to be mutter to bring kelim that started Shabbos in the chatzar into the churva, but then you have to question why don't we give the chatzar shelo irva to the chatzar she'irva? I mean, they can carry kelim that started off in their chatzar, meaning when the two chatzeros are next to each other, where one of them made an Eruv and the other one did not make an Eruv, Rav holds that the residents of the chatzar that made the Eruv are not allowed to carry kelim that started Shabbos in their chatzar to the chatzar that did not make the Eruv, because he's choshesh that they might bring out from their homes as well, because since they have an Eruv, they're allowed to bring things from their homes to their chatzar, so it's Mitzuyim Klei Abatim B'chatzar. You'll find all the time that they'll have kelim from their bayis in the chatzar, and therefore there's a legitimate concern that they'll then take those kelim the next step into the neighboring chatzar. So if you're going to say that Rav does not aser on the residents of the chatzar that made the Erev to carry the kelim to the churva, why would he aser them to carry the kelim to another chatzar? What's the difference between carrying to the churva and carrying to another chatzar? What you have to say is that when Rav said that they both have the same halacha, it was not that they're both mutter, it must be that they're both aser. And the reason he asers even the residents of the chatzar that did not make an Erev to carry their kelim to the churva, even though there's no chashash in such a case that they're going to take their clay batim out into the churva, because they're not even allowed to take their clay batim out into the chatzar, is because he must have been afraid that if we allow them to do that, then even the residents of the other chatzar are going to bring their kelim to the churva, meaning the two chatzaros are going to assume that they're in the same boat. So if you allow the people that don't have an Erev to bring the kelim that started Shabbos in their chatzar into the churva, the people that do have an Erev will do the same thing, and therefore it's like that it's got to be Shtei and Asuros. So says Gemara, not necessarily. You can't know that Rav holds that Shtei and Asuros. It could be that he meant to say that they're both mutter. You ask the question, if they're both mutter, then why would it be any different than just where there's no churva between them, when you just have two neighboring chatzeros? And we know that Rav holds that you're not allowed to carry something from a chatzer that has an Eruv to a chatzer that does not have an Eruv. No, hasam, kivin demantri mani debatim b'chatzer, asi lafuke. Hacha b'churba, kivin demantri mani dechatzer b'churba, lasi lafuke. There's a big difference. When it comes to carrying from a chatzer that has an Eruv to a chatzer that does not have an Eruv, you know that when you bring it into a chatzer, you bring it into a protected place, and therefore there's a concern that you might actually come to do that. But to bring your clay batim are things that you normally don't leave outside. You're very cautious about them. You keep them in your home. So to bring clay batim into a churva, which is like a wide open area where anyone could come in and take things, it's very much unprotected. It's just an unlikely scenario. So you don't have to be choshish that maybe you're going to bring the clay batim. Clay chatzar, yeah, maybe that you'll bring into the churva, because clay chatzar are not items that you're as concerned about. That you're going to bring clay batim into the churva, that is an unlikely concern. Ikada amri, Chia Barav Amar Af L'Sheirva. That Chia Barav, the different lashon of how he said it, that he said that he heard from his father Rav that Af L'Sheirva, meaning that the din of both chatzeros is the same as far as the churva, but he didn't learn whether that means they're both mutter or they're both aser. Ushtei and mutaros, and therefore he says it seems to me that he meant to say shtei and mutaros v'im tomar shtei and asuros. And if you're going to try to argue the opposite, that shtei and asuros, so it's the flip, the you know, it's the exact reverse of the first version. Maybe you're going to argue that they should both be aser, because after all, if there was no churva between them and it was just one chatzar and another chatzar, you're certainly not allowed to carry from the chatzar that has an eruv to the chatzar that does not. No, hasam kiv dimitri mani debatim chatzar lo shara burabanan dasi lafuke aval b'churva lo mitri. But maybe it's different over there, because since the kelim in the batim are not are well protected in a chatzar, but not well protected in a churva. So you don't have to you don't have to worry. Since again, the clay batim are guarded in a chatzar, people carry them out into the chatzar, and therefore the rabbanon were not matir to be metalto from one chatzar to the other. other, because it might actually happen. But by a churva, where the clay batim are not going to be well protected, in the churva, the chacham allow carrying kelim from there that were shoves in the chatzar, and they're not choshesh that you might carry the clay batim into the churva as well. Period. So now we begin the Mishnah, which introduces a new sugya, and really a sugya that takes the rest of the daf. So the Mishnah talks about if you have two properties that border on each other, one wider and one narrower. So gad gadol samach legad katan. You have a wider roof that borders directly on a narrower roof, and therefore it creates like a T. So hagadol mutter, the members of the larger roof are allowed to bring their clay batim up onto the roof, and the members of the smaller roof don't make anything usher for them, because the gad gadol has mechitzos on all sides, meaning even on the side where it borders the small roof, up until you get to the point of the small roof, it has these. It has mechitzos. It's only once it borders the small roof that the mechitzos are blocked. But it has mechitzos on all sides, and therefore the gadol is mutter v'akatan aser. But the smaller roof is going to be aser. They're not allowed to carry. They're not allowed to bring their kelim from their homes up to the roof, because from their perspective, they're nifrats b'miluah l'makom aserla. They're totally wide open on one side to the larger roof. On three sides, they have the ends of the roof that goes down into a wall, so they have mechitzos. But on the fourth side, where they border the larger roof, it's nifrats b'miluo, and therefore it's also betiltel. Similarly, in fact, so similarly, the Gemara is going to be bothered by why we even have to mention it. Chatzar gedola shenifrats al katana. If you have a large chatzar that opens up into a smaller chatzar, again, a wider chatzar that opens up into a narrower chatzar, gedola mutares u'katana asura, the wider chatzar is allowed to take their kelim from their homes out into the chatzar, but the smaller chatzar is not allowed to carry their kelim from their homes into the chatzar. Mneshi kepischa shel gedola, because the smaller chatzar is viewed as like an entranceway of the gedola, meaning the larger chatzar does have walls on four sides, and the area where it borders, and the smaller chatzar is just considered a pesach in the wall, but it doesn't limit what they're able to do. So says the Gemara, lamili l'misitarti, why do you need to tell me both of these cases, both by a gag and by a chatzar? We get the idea, they seem to be exactly the same issue. So says the Gemara, l'rav, if you assume like the shita of Rav, back on Daf Peta Samar Aleph, that we do not apply gurasik mechitzta when by the mechitzos of a gag, unless the bottom mechitza is nikeres, unless you could recognize the mechitza, but if there's nothing that protrudes above ground level, so you do not apply gurasik mechitzta katani gag dumyo de chatzar. The Mishnah wants to tell me the din in both cases to compare a gag to a chatzar. Ma chatzar minkra mechitza. So just like the case of the chatzar is that the mechitzos are nikker, that there are actual mechitzos there, meaning from the perspective of the larger chatzar, you actually see mechitzos on the fourth side because you're surrounded by mechitzos. Av gag nami minkra mechitzasa. So the gag that the Mishnah must be talking about must be a case where the mechitzos are nikaros on that fourth side, even though it doesn't have mechitzos in actuality, but we view the mechitzos of the bayis that are underneath it as if they surround the gag based on good asik mechitzta, but we only say that if the mechitza, the outer mechitza of the bayis is nicker to those who are standing on the roof. But if, let's say, the roof overhangs those walls, so then that would block your ability to recognize where those walls even are. If it's just like a box, right, so you know where the roof ends, that's where the wall is, so good, that's a mechitza nikeres. It doesn't protrude above ground, but you know exactly where the mechitza is. But if the roof overhangs those mechitzos, you have no idea where those mechitzos are, so that would not be considered a valid mechitza. So the reason the Mishnah tells both cases, according to Rav's interpretation, is to highlight that the halacha about the gag gadol is only true if there's no overhang on that fourth side, because you have mechitzos and ikaros. Shmuel, and according to Shmuel, who holds that we do apply gudas and mechitza, even when the mechitzos are not nikaros, even when you don't recognize exactly where the mechitzos are, why do we have to mention both cases? To tell me gag, dum yud chatzer. He also wants to tell me something about the gag that's similar to the chatzer. Ma chatzer de kadarsi la rabin. Just like the chatzer, that there are a lot of people that walk in between the small and the large chaser because it's totally open. Af gagnami de kadarsi le rabim. This gag that the Mishnah is talking about must be a gag that there are a lot of people that walk over the border between the larger roof and the smaller roof. Meaning, it must be talking about a case that it's a well traversed area, and only then is Shmuel Moda that the mechitza between the houses is not going to be ola, is not going to be viewed as if it goes up and separates the two roofs, because it's a mechitza that's an addresses. Meaning, Shmuel holds that you don't need a mechitza on the keres to say good asik. So why isn't the whatever separates these homes down below, inside the homes, that wall that separates the homes inside the homes, we should view good asik as if it separates the roofs as well. And if you have a mechitza that separates the roofs, then even the smaller roof has a mechitza on the fourth side. They should be allowed to carry also. Why are they limited? So Shmuel would say that it has to be that the only reason we don't apply good asik is because there's a lot of traffic that goes from one roof to the other. And one thing about a mechitza, if you can walk right, people are walking over it all the time, then it's not a mechitza anymore. So Shmuel would tell you, just like it's obvious by a chatzer, that there's going to be foot traffic from one to the other, the case that the Mishnah is talking about by the roof must be one where there is foot traffic from one to the other. So it turns out that each of the Amoraim is medayik from the Mishnah that he's correct, right? Rav is medayik from the Mishnah that a mechitza shein in Nikeres is not called the mechitza. And that's why the Mishnah Dafka wants to associate a gag with a chatzer to tell you it better be a mechitza in Nikeres. And Shmuel's medayik from the Mishnah that no, that a mechitza in Nikeres is a mechitza. And that's why the Mishnah has to tell you that the only reason a mechitza shein in Nikeres is not going to work over here is because it's nidras. It's because people are walking all over it. But had it not been for the drisas haregel, then the mechitza certainly would have separated. So now the Gemara brings other halachos that we can learn from this Mishnah. So Yosef, Rabba, Rabbi Zeira, Rabba, Barav Chanan, Yosef, Abayi, Gabayu. So Rabba, Rabbi Zeira, and Rabba, Barav Chanan was sitting, and Abayi was there as well, Vyasi, Vikamri, and they were saying over the following. Shema minam masnisin, one thing that we learn from our Mishnah, when it says that that it's kepischa shel gedola, that the smaller chatzar slash gag is like the pesach of the wider one, diure gedola bekatana, ve'in diure katana begedola. So we see a rule. We're suggesting a rule, and then we're going to have several applications of the rule. The rule is that the residents of the larger chatzar have some sort of control over the smaller chatzar, some sort of rights in the smaller chatzar. The residents of the smaller chatzar have no rights in the larger chatzar. So now we're going to explain applications of halacha. So five different applications in halacha. So Kate said, what does it mean that the residents of the larger chatzar have rights in the smaller chatzar, but not vice versa? So number one, if you have grapevines that are planted in the larger chatzar, you're not allowed to plant zra'im in the smaller chatzar. It's going to be a violation of kilei akerem, because since the katana is bottled in certain ways to the gedola, we view it as if the gefanim and the gedola are planted also in the katana, and therefore you're not allowed to plant zra'im anywhere in the katana, anywhere in the smaller chatzar. V'imzara zra'im asur, and if you did, then it's going to be a violation of klayim. The zra'im are going to be asur, and gefanim mutarim, but the gefanim are going to be mutar. They don't become asur on account of the zra'im that are in the katana, because the pasach between them is considered by the gedola to be a mechitza that separates between the gedola and the katana. But gefanim b'katana, if you have gefanim that are planted in the smaller chatzar, mutar lizra'a es hagedola. You're allowed to even lechachila plant zra'im in the gedola, even within dalet amos of the gefanim in the smaller one, because the pesach between them is viewed as a mechitza between the chatzar, the larger of the two chatzeros. And we do find that the Gemara Masechta Basan Daf Chavav Amaralef, Rashi points out, tells us that since you have a mechitza between two chatzeros, you're allowed to plant right up until the mechitza, even though there's an issur of kilei akerem. And normally you need to leave kilei avodas akerem, you need to leave dalet amos between the vines and whatever zrayim you're planting. But a mechitza is as good as distance. It's as good as dalet amos. Now isha begedola. Now another halacha, a second application of this idea of which one is batal to what. So isha begedola, if you have a woman that's in the larger chatzer, the get bekatana, and her husband throws her a get into the smaller chatzer, miskareshes, so she's miskareshes, meaning if both chatzeros belong to her, right, the chatzer could be kona the get on her behalf, but she's got to be omeid in the chatzer. So if she's in the gedola and the get lands in the katana, but both chatzeros belong to her, so she's miskareshes. And even if you hold and a woman is not miskareshes al yedei throwing a get b'chatzera, unless she's standing there, but this is called that she's standing there because the katana is batal to the gedola. That is an issue that comes up in Maseches Gittin and Daf Ayin Zayin. Hazorik get lishto v'hi b'toch beso b'toch chatzera. The Mishnah says harezu mugareshes. So the Gemara over there discusses: does she need to be standing in the bayis of the chatzer to be mugareshes or not? So that's what the Gemara is pointing out, that even if you hold. She has to be standing there, this is good enough. This is called that she's standing there. But isha b'ketan v'get b'gedola, but if the woman is standing in the smaller chatzar and the get lands in the larger chatzar, then ain't a miskareshes. Then she's not going to be divorced because the gedola is not batel to the ketana, whereas the woman in the ketana is not going to be nimshach after the get that's in the gedola, because the isha that's it's the isha that's kind of the get, it's not the get that's kind of the isha. That's why it has to work out in that way. So that's how, at least how Rashi understands our sugya. So now other halachos, some relating to tefillah. So we already discussed an application of kilei hakeren, an application of gittin. So now we have three applications that relate to tefillah, or two that relate to tefillah, and one that relates to kriyas shema. So tzibur begadol and shliach tzibur beketana. Let's say you have the tzibur standing in the larger chater, but a shliach tzibur standing in the smaller chater. Yotzei nidei chavasan. They could be yotzei through listening to the tefillah of that shliach tzibur. Since the shliach tzibur is nigrar after the tzibur that's in the gedola, so it's as if he's standing with them. But tzibur b'ketan, if you have the tzibur in the smaller chatzar, u'shliach tzibur b'gedola, and the shliach tzibur is in the larger chatzar, ein yosin dechavasan, then they're not going to be yotzei their chiyuv through that shliach tzibur, because if they're not b'kiyum in tefillah, and they don't know how to daven on their own, so they can't rely on that shliach tzibur to be motzi them in tefillah, because the chatzar gedola is not nigrar after the chatzar katana, whereas the tzibur that's in the katana is not nigrar after the shliach tzibur that's in the gedola, because rabbim are not nimshach achar ayachid. So it turns out that they're not able to be yotzei in either direction. You're never going to have a rabbim nimshach achar ayachid, and you can't have he who is in the gedola be nigrar after the katana. So there's just this disconnect where they're not able to combine. They're not able to therefore be yotzei. Similarly, when it comes to tefillah, it's not only about being yotzei with a shliach tzibur. But Tisha b'gedola v'yachid b'ketana. Let's say you have nine men standing in the larger chatzar and one man standing in the smaller chatzar. Mitzdarfin, that can count as a minion, because the yachid that's in the katana is nimshach after the nine that are in the gedola. But Tisha b'ketana v'yachid b'gedola. But if you have nine men standing in the smaller chatzar and one in the larger chatzar, ain mitzdarfin. Then they cannot be mitzdarif to a minion of 10 people, because the yachid that's in the gedola is not nimshach after the tisha that are in the katana, and the tisha are not going to be nimshach achar yachid, because again we never have a rove be nigrar achar amiyut. Even if you have a case, the Rishonim point out, Tosfos points out, where you have five men in the chatzar katana and five in the chatzar gedola, they're still not mitzarif to a minyan asara. The fact that it chooses a case of tisha b'katana v'achar b'gedola, that's just agav the resha that it mentions such a case. The Rashba writes that the reason it Dafka picks a case of tisha b'katana v'achar to tell us that even in such a case they're not mitzarif, even though the rove is b'makom echad. Since that makom echad that the rove is in is in the chatzar katana, they're not going to be able. They're not going to have the koach to draw the yachid that's in the chatzar gedola to them, since the gedola is not batel to the katana. So that's the chiddush in telling me dafka a case. Dafka a case that of nine and one. The Rishonim also point out over here, the Tosrid and others, that this whole discussion is about being mitzarif to be mashlim a minyan. But if you had a tzibur of asara in a chatzar katana, and there was a yachid in gedola, he's definitely allowed to answer kaddish and kedusha and be yotzei his chiyuv with them. So that we've been doing a lot of, right? You have a whole tzibur in this room, and then outside we have tables and chairs set up for people who are uncomfortable davening inside. So they're not in the same room as us, right? So How does that work? So once you have a minyan in here, but on the occasions where we had only 9 people in here and there was one or two hanging out, so we'd encourage them to maybe just come in for a kaddish, to come in and be mitzarif until the minyan showed up. So that's the otherwise the Gemara should have said Tzibur b'gadol v'yachid b'katana is yotzei yedei chavasot. Tzibur b'katana v'yachid b'gadol is eni yotzei yedei chavasot. From Tosos it sounds that that this is really a machlokas amorayim, because according to Rav in Maseches Pesachim, a yachid is not yotzei yeschiyuv when he's not omeid imat tzibur, except for by tkiyah shofar mikra megillah, that you don't need to do, because those things don't require a minyan anyway. But as far as kedusha and kaddish, where you dafka need a minyan, even if you have asara b'toch pesach knesses, those who are omeid b'chutz, the shita of Rav in Maseches Pesachim daf pehei is that they would not be yotzei. Whereas Rabbi Shua ben Levi would say that you can be mitzdarif. But everyone agrees that in a situation where there aren't 10 in the Beis HaKnesses, then the Yachid cannot be mitzdarif with them. And that's what our Gemara is talking about. That's why our Gemara Dafka talks about 9 and 1 and not talking about 10 and just others on the outside that want to be able to join in together with that with those 10. Because that itself is Machlok Zamroim. We pasken that it's okay that he can join. Okay, so ask the Gemara, or says the Gemara, there's also a fifth application of this halacha, and that is as far as saying Dvarim Shebe Kedusha in an unclean place. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Chav Hei tells us you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema or Divrei Torah or any Dvarim Shebe Kedusha Keneged Tzoa, because it's based on the pasuk Vahayu Machanecha Kadosh. So what about the following Tzoa Begedola? If you have Tzoa in the larger of the two Chatzeros, also the Kriya Shema Begetana, you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema in the smaller Chatzer, because the Ketana is Nigrar after the Gedola. So it's as if the Tzoa is in the Ketana as well. Tzoa b'katana, mutu l'kros kriya shema b'gedola. But if the Tzoa is in the Ketana, then you're allowed to say kriya shema in the Gedola. If the Tzoa is in the Gedola, you're not allowed to say kriya shema, even if you're machik dalet amos, because it's all considered like the pischa shel Gedola. But if the Tzoa is from more than 4 amos from the Pesach of the Gedola, then you'd be allowed to say kriya shema in the Ketana. Just like the halach is by Klayim. That's how the Ritva points out. So also, what turns out, the Ritva says you really need 3 conditions. You need to be 4 amos away from the Tzoa, you need to not see the Tzoa, and you need to not smell the Tzoa. So even when we say Tzoa B'Ketan, it's Mutal Kros Kriya Shema B'Gedola, provided that you've taken care of everything else, that you have all those 3 conditions that are met, that you don't see it, you don't smell it, then you're at least Dalet Amos away from it. So Amalu Abayi, says to Rabbah and Rabbi Zeira and Rabbah Bar Bachanan, if you're correct, I mean, you just suggested this rule about the relationship between a gedola and a katana. Now Abaye pipes up. He says, if you're correct that a chatzar katana is nigrar after the chatzar gedola as far as klayim is concerned, so when there are gefanim that are planted in the gedola, you're not allowed to plant the entire smaller chatzar, any zra'im, and apparently dalet amos is not good enough, so it comes out something unbelievable. Im kein matzinu mechitza li'iser shel mali ein mechitza marchik arba amos of a zorea v'ilu hashta asura. What if you would have been out in an open field and there are vines planted? How far away would you have to go to plant Zra'im? 4 amos, that's all you would have to do. And now that you built some mechitzos around it, that you set it up in a way where that's a chatzar gedola and that's a chatzar katana, so now all of a sudden 4 amos is not going to work? You're not allowed to plant anywhere in the chatzar katana, even more than 4 amos away? Adding mechitzos has caused you a problem, has made things more usher. Do you have such a thing? It's a pella that you could have such a thing. So the Gemara brings 4 different examples where we taka do find that adding mechitzos is going to create a problem. Do you not think that we ever find a case of mechitza that generates an iser? But we have our Mishnah, chatzah gedola shenifritzal ketana, gedola muteris ketana asura, that you have a chatzah gedola that opens up into a ketana, so the gedola is allowed to be metaltal from their houses to the chatzah, whereas the chatzah ketana is asur mepneshi kepiskla shagedola, because the ketana becomes like the pesach of the gedola. V'ilu hishve skipu feha, let's say the baal chatzah gedola would build mechitzos into his chatzer on the two sides where it borders the katana, to the point that he would no longer see the walls that separate the walls on the fourth side that go beyond where the gedola is. So gedola nami asura. Then he's not going to have walls on that fourth side anymore, and it's his chatz is no longer going to be wider than the narrow chatz. So by adding walls that narrow his chatzer, he's going to make it asur because now he's going to be nifratz b'milua. So don't you see? You do have an example of a case where adding walls is going to create an isur. So Amalei said, no, that's not a good example. Hasam silu mechid. So see, over there, it's not the adding of the walls that's causing the problem. It's the fact that that which you're adding is blocking. It's the blocking of the previously existing walls that's causing the problem. So now it becomes one chatzah together with the chatzah katana. So that, yeah, that's where it could create an iser. Some of the Rav Labaya, I'll give you another example. But don't we have a case of sikei chal gabi achsadra sheish lo ptzimin ksheira, that if you put... Schach over an achsadra that has posts, it's going to be chatzer. Vilu hishva pitzimah psula. But if you block off those posts by making a wall to block off those posts, meaning you have walls on two sides, you put a schach on the top, and on the other sides, you're relying on posts that are there. But if you build walls that block off those posts aren't visible anymore. Now you have only two walls, and a sukkah with two walls is going to be possible. Sam labai lididi ksheira lididach siluk mechitzasi. He says, first of all, I hold it's kasher, and even according to you that you want to disagree with me, but again, I'll give you the same answer. It's a siluk mechitzos. The adding of the walls is only problematic because it's blocking the previously existing walls. But from tomorrow, we'll go through the next two examples of where adding mechitzos creates more of a problem. Have a great day.